Welcome, soulmates. I'm Violet Lang, and this is Bold Love and Soulful Sex, a podcast on dating, relationships, lineage, and legacy for rebels of love. Here we explore radical romance, real love stories, and multidimensional intimacy. Because love isn't just about finding the one. It's about being the match for bold love in every area of life. From friendship to community, creativity to calling, ancestry to ecology. It's about creating the life of your dreams and living passionately ever after. Love is a field, one we plant with the courage to evolve. Tend that field, dear rebels, and love blooms everywhere. Let's create some magic. Welcome to Real Love Stories, a special series from Bold Love and Soulful Sex. These aren't fairy tales. They're stories of real people who stopped settling, stopped hiding, stopped abandoning themselves, and discovered what became possible when they brought their whole selves to love. Some found partnership, some saved their marriages. All of them changed their lives and realized their love story is far from over. And if you'd like to go deeper with these stories, I've created a free experience called Real Love Happens, with reflection prompts, practices, and mini dares for each episode. You can join anytime at violetlang.com/real. I'm Violet Lang, relationship alchemist and cosmic matchmaker. Let's begin. Oh, my client Alice had so much love to give. That was never the problem. The problem was that she kept giving it to people who couldn't hold it. It's like her heart was and is so massive, but she was flowing it to people who were not able to reciprocate. So Alice is a teacher and she's naturally nurturing, attentive, devoted, and she brought that same energy into her relationship. She would send love notes or even leave actual post-it notes before the connection was really there. She would create a warm and beautiful home before the relationship had really fully formed. She was being so available that the other person didn't have to meet her. They could just receive. She didn't even realize that she was overextending because she had an identity of, this is just me. I love. Like, this is just who I am. And I want to celebrate that that's who she is. But the problem is that when we bring that level of love to a person who has not demonstrated capacity that can match ours, capacity to give back and reciprocate with us, then things shift. What seems in the beginning like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing, is actually just the other person kind of love bombing and being in that honeymoon phase. And then over time, real stuff shows up and these imbalances with giving and taking really put a wrench in things. And it was so painful because her partners would pull away or reveal like, oh, I actually want something else. Like I thought I wanted relationship, but I actually don't. Or even in some cases, she would be cheated on. The person she was with would actually find someone else because they weren't able to sustain the emotional connection that Alice was offering. And each time this was heartbreaking. Because it wasn't that she didn't know how to love. She knew how to love. It was that she didn't yet know how to discern. She saw potential. She felt connection. But she wasn't always reading what was actually there. What was being said and what wasn't being said. What was communicating, you know, energetically from the other person. So our work wasn't about helping her open or love more. It was actually about helping her stay connected to herself while she loved. I do this with all of my clients, but I help them rebuild their identities into something more expansive, something that can actually hold lasting love. So we rebuilt her sense of worth, not as something she earned through giving, but something that was already inherently intact, that she was worthy of receiving love, regardless of how she showed up or how she acted or how much she gave, just pure receptivity. We also worked on discernment. Learning to notice those subtle cues in how someone shows up and when things are starting to get out of balance. In constellation work, there's a common belief that relationships can only move forward when there is a healthy balance of giving and taking. When over time in dating and relationship, the partner who gives a little bit more starts to take more, the partner who receives more starts to give more, and that we're always finding opportunities to both give more to not a client, our partner, but we're also finding opportunities to receive. There's a deep vulnerability in receiving. So usually overextension, as in the case of Alice, is rooted in previous trauma where we didn't feel safe. So I worked with her to notice subtle cues in consistency, if someone was capable of being consistent in communication and presence. We also noticed subtle cues in capacity, not just chemistry. A lot of times, if there's a connection early on, we just assume the other person is capable. We just assume that they're bringing to the table what we're bringing to the table. And if we're someone who like plays full out and leans in, sometimes we end up attracting people who are not leaning in and not playing full out. We're projecting this availability and capacity and even complexity onto them that may not really be there. So we have to learn how to manage our own energy. We trained her nervous system in something new, something different than chemistry, something that was actually safer. And that meant to end something early, that it was actually better to end something early than to stay with someone who would eventually walk away. She had to learn, with my help, that leaving sooner was not a failure. It was actually success. It was self-honoring. And we also named something real through our work together. That dating as a lesbian can mean a smaller pool, which ironically means that discernment is even more important, and patience. I see this all the time with my clients. They have certain things that they're looking for, and they feel therefore that there's a scarcity. So they think to themselves, well, I can't be discerning. I have to water down my vision. I have to just take what I can get. But the less discernment that we bring to our dating process, the more we attract just kind of anything goes, the more we're blind to our patterns. And the more that we attract what isn't actually good for us, the more hopeless or stuck or dejected we feel. And then it's a vicious cycle where then after we have a few bad experiences, we're like, oh my gosh, there must be something wrong with me. So I really need to overextend or overperform or overgive. Instead of combining really strong vision with discernment and patience. Now, if you're listening and you are someone who has a hard time getting dates and getting into relationship, or if you identify as having a little bit more of an avoidant attachment style, this message is a little less for you. You know, Alice has more of an anxious attachment style and a tendency to overgive. If you're like, oh, I kind of keep my cards close to my vest, it's hard for me to show that I'm into someone, it's hard for me to open up emotionally, I actually don't want you to practice more discernment. I want you to practice more daring. But that's something we'll get to in future love stories. What I love about Alice is that despite the work to reclaim her boundaries and her dignity and her sovereignty, she never gave up her belief in love. She still loves love, even as she's happily married. And she never stopped trusting that it was possible for her. And yet, there were still moments of learning. I remember feeling heartbroken because there was a relationship that looked promising at first, but it wasn't truly aligned. Her partner had moved for her, like moved out of the city to the suburbs, and it was just too much too fast. And that time, that partner didn't stay. And Alice, more importantly, also didn't stay. She didn't stay in a habit of trying to make it work, of grasping, of convincing, of twisting herself into a pretzel just because they had moved forward. She actually recognized the truth that her partner was actually not available, that they had moved too fast. And then Alice let it go. But then her next relationship was different. Not because it was perfect, but because she was different. Her wife could receive her love, and Alice could receive her wife's love fully because she no longer poured herself into the relationship at the expense of herself. Through our work together, she had developed her own life, her own community, her own grounding, and her own deep self-awareness. She wasn't trying to become someone in order to be loved. She was rooted fully in who she was, and allowing people to show up to meet her, allowing the relationship to take the time it needed to take so that she could feel honored for all the love that she had to give. And now they've been married for a few years, and when you see them or their pictures, you can feel it. Not just the joy, but the steadiness and the realness of what they've built together. So this is what happens when love is no longer something that you give away in the hopes of feeling worthy or finally lovable, but when love is something that you stand inside of, when discernment becomes part of devotion, and when your heart stays open, but you stay with yourself. If you heard yourself in this story, you're not alone. And your love story doesn't have to be over either. Maybe you're the woman who's tired of overgiving. Maybe you're the person who freezes around attraction. Maybe you're in a good relationship that no longer feels fully alive. That's exactly why I created Hot Love Summer inside the Love Field. It's a 3-month immersive experience for singles, couples, and everyone in between who want to practice love in real time, not just learn about it. Through relationship labs, embodiment experiences, flirting challenges, constellations, community, and real-world experiments, you'll become the match for bold love. You can learn more at violetlang.com/thelovefield. If you're listening after enrollment closes, you can always reach out about private coaching. And if you're inspired to create your own next chapter, I've created a free experience called Real Love Happens. It's 10 days of reflection prompts, inspiration, and bold little dares inspired by these stories. You can join at violetlang.com/real. Real love happens because happily ever after isn't something you find, it's something you build. One choice, one risk, one courageous conversation at a time. And I believe your love story is just getting started.